Yes, don't forget, DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com is the website that you should be going on. DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. On there, you can implement your email to be a part of this email blast. Also, you can follow me on social media on there. Also, you can line up, get this merch, all of that. DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. Make sure you go there daily. Also, for only $100, I promote your content on my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, Threads, and DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. That is two Twitter pages, two Facebook accounts, two Insta Stories, two YouTube community, Threads, and DoggyDiamondsNoFilter.com. Hit me up on Instagram at DoggyDiamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. What's up, everybody? This is me. You don't want to see me? I've been over on the Interlude TV. What y'all talking about? I've been on the Interlude TV. Y'all just ain't been over there. You see the URL at the top? The Interlude TV. Y'all done missed like 6-7 live streams. Y'all done missed all the content, all the interviews on the Interlude TV. So y'all got to go to the Interlude TV. One of the moderators, please put the Interlude TV in there for them to do. And it will be the first pinned comment. The first pinned comment on this channel will be for you to subscribe to the Interlude TV. That's where I've been. And over there rocking, man. God's Own DJ, I see you. I see you, God's Own DJ. Check videos online, I see you. Manly Howard, Show Nuff, Jovan Luna Roe, what's good? I ain't speak to y'all in a minute over here. Patricia, I've been over there. Where you been? Riz, I've been over there. Watch Slice, I've been over there. Rick Gatling, over there. My moderators know. Dizzo Dixon, I'm over there. T-Roy, I'm over there. Y'all got to come over there. Be over there every night. Every night. This is my second live stream tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is my second time on here for the night. So, yeah, I've been over there. You know what I'm saying? I've been over there. This is my second time going live tonight. So much beautiful things taking place right now. 2024 is gearing up to be very, very 2024-ish. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Henry Blanco in the building. Tyrone James in the building. I don't know why I can't pin my Cash App. It's in the description box. I don't know what they're doing right now. They're not even letting me pin my Cash App right now. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? What is going on? Because you know I can't. And they like I can get monetized. You know what I'm saying? On this channel. So it ain't like y'all can send me a super chat. So if anybody want to support, you will have to send it via Cash App. You know what I mean? But I'm here, man. I've been here. You know, I'm working every day. I got a lot of things going on. And y'all got to get in tune. That's why y'all got to follow me on social media. Y'all got to do different things because I'm here. I did not go anywhere. Just been working on some stuff on another channel. Nothing has changed. You know what I'm saying? Nothing has changed. Doggy Diamonds TV is what it is. We the Interlude TV, you know what I'm saying? We got two things. You see that URL up there? Y'all been missing some stuff. Let me tell you, hold up. Y'all mean to tell me? Y'all didn't see me like this yet? Y'all ain't see this? I just did a show. I'm in your living room every night. And when I ain't in the living room, I'm in the studio. Y'all ain't see this? The Interlude TV? Come on now. You ain't see this? I'm in your living room every night. You gotta go to the Interlude TV. That's simple. I'm here. We ain't go nowhere. Still here. But I'm working on some stuff for this channel, you know. So when you see a few changes, you know, just know I'm working on some stuff. So tonight's topic that I wanted to talk about is, yeah, see, Born Gifted. We done seen The Killer Priest interview. Mark, y'all ain't seen Mark Curry footage? Oh, man. Yo. Matter of fact, let me pin it. I see it right here. So this is what I'll do. I'll pin this comment. There we go. Pin the message is pinned to the top. Just go there and subscribe. There we go right there. So what I wanted to talk about tonight. Oh, the bag fuel thing. Let me explain something to y'all. Shout out to Heineken and Esso. Yo. Y'all about to see something that you never seen anybody do on YouTube. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all about to see something that you never saw on YouTube. I promise you. The real always gravitate. I've known Heineken for about, like 15 years. I knew Heineken since like 2006. But don't think this is some newfound thing. We knew for a while. So yeah. Okay. Let me get into this topic really quick. Carolyn, I see you. Star, I see you. Simeon Israel, I see you. I see y'all. Young boy, I see y'all. I see y'all. I'm here. But let me get into this topic real quick, and then I'm going to kick it with y'all after the fact. So, I was noticing a pattern, right? You know, the top of the I did a show that men, we don't have an outlet. Where do we go when we hurt? Like, we're told to be tough. We told to man up. We told to not be sissies, not be punks. What you crying for? I don't care if it's the loss of your job. I don't care if it's the loss of your significant other. I don't care if it's the loss of your children. I don't care if it's the loss of your marriage, loss of your mother, loss of a loved one. We're taught that we're not allowed to cry. We're not allowed to mourn. We're not even allowed to be hurt. We got to be man and still tough at all time. Crying is a sign of weakness. It's a sign of being a punk, right? So when Tyrese cried, everybody thought that shit was funny. You know who didn't think it was funny? I didn't think it was funny. I didn't take place in no memes. I knew something was off, something was wrong. Y'all know I don't play with that mental health. With me and mental health, for individuals going through mental health crisis, I want you to seek help. But sometimes you need to get it out. You need to have an outlet to get it out. And then you seek help. So when he cried, he was accused of abusing his daughter, abusing his ex-wife, and giving a shitload of child support. And he was saying, I've taken everything from me. What more do you want from me? And I've been in situations where I felt like I felt drained. And this is not a male thing. It's not a gender thing. But I've been in situations where I felt drained, where I felt like, what else do y'all want from me? I've given my all and it still ain't good enough. And especially when you're court ordered to do something and the system is telling you, you better do something. What else? What else do you want from him? He cried. People thought it was funny. They laughed. Then come to find out, fast forward, he helped DJ Envy get back with his wife. And you see how Envy did him. Envy thought it was funny too. They made memes about him. They laughed. But he used his time and his, I don't want to say expertise, but he used his time to help this man get back with his wife. And then when Envy said he stopped messing with him, what did he say? So I listen critical. I'm a very critical listener. He said, how convenient. How convenient when I was going through my toughest time, you abandoned me. And that was deep because I'm like, I'm going to be real with you. Sometimes, and I'm going to tell you why it's important for men to cry. I'm going to tell you why it's not, shouldn't be embarrassing for you. A lot of destructive behavior from men starts with being sad and not having an outlet to have somebody say, bro, it's going to be all right, I'm with you. I'm going to tell you, many people you see day in and day out are sad as shit. They just don't want to admit it. You know why? Because they can't. If you see Superman crying, how are you Superman anymore? Superman can't cry. Hulk Hogan can't cry. Even the great Michael Jordan, who was a beast on the court, who never showed no fear, took the last shot every time or made the perfect pass, which was rare, is not allowed to cry. The biggest meme in the history of memes is Michael Jordan crying. It's funny to everybody because he was crying. He is the face of crying. He is the face of defeat. Michael Jordan crying. The biggest winner in the modern era is the face of defeat. He's the face of defeat. The Cowboys lose, they will superimpose that crying face on a Cowboys fan. Michael Jordan crying is the biggest joke. And I don't think it's funny, because you know what? If this guy who showed nothing but fearlessness when he played his game, the only other time he cried is when he won. Remember? That's how ferocious he is. That's how serious he is about winning, right? So you got Tyrese crying. He lost his family. He lost his ex-wife. And now they're taking all his money. So he was saying, what more do you want from me? I didn't think that shit was funny. I was like, damn. You know what else was funny that people thought was funny? Do you remember when the guy said to his father, I love you. And the guy said, ah, he started crying. Me at that particular time, I had an estranged relationship with my father. So for the son to see the father and tell him he loved him, and the old man started crying, everybody thought that shit was funny. I didn't think it was funny. They remixed it. They auto-tuned it. They did everything. It was funny to people. You heard the way he cried? Let's fast forward. Within the last 2 days, Cardi B is crying off of Offset. She's crying over Offset. We don't know what's going on in their business. Hopefully they work it out. Hopefully they get it together. But I'm seeing, let it out, Cardi. Offset, you a piece of shit. Offset, because she's crying. So because she's crying, you can be empathetic. Offset is a piece of shit. How he do that to Cardi? Yeah, expose that nigga, Cardi. Fuck him. He's doing this. He's allegedly with the girl that you sent other girls to whoop out. Jade. He's with Jade right now. That's what I heard. He's with Jade right now. He don't take us serious. He don't do this. He don't do that. Nobody laughed. Nobody don't think that shit is funny. It's the same woman who says she drug dudes and get her different friends to smash them. Remember when she said that? I mean, she's done a lot of shit that could be questionable, but that has nothing to do with her pain. When a person is in pain and it's real, I'd be like, yo, okay. She got a right to cry. She's in a situation because she's losing her marriage. But you know what? It is what it is. But when Tyrese cry, the shit is funny. The same people that are saying, let it out, Cardi, laughed at Tyrese. And I want to know why. Why? And I did it, and I was doing like an experiment. I wanted to get people's opinion on it. And people were saying, no grown-ass man supposed to cry. So if you don't cry, what outlet do you have? Do you know when you're in pain, sometimes that shit just come out. It just come out. Now, you do have to seek help. But what did he do? He seeked help. And what they do? They medicated him. So you can't say he didn't try to get help. You got some bozos who don't try to get help and all they do is oppress other people. He did seek help, right or wrong. What did they do? They medicated him. They sedated him. He said that. It's obvious. We see it in his motion. We see it in his movement. Something is not right. So he asked for help and he went and got help. So we have to commend him. But why when he cried, the shit was funny? Why was it funny? But when she cried about Offset, it's not funny. Some of y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself because sometimes dudes cry so they don't fucking kill you. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about a man crying because he doesn't want to fucking rip your neck out? He doesn't want to detach your fucking head from your skull. So he'd rather go cry. And you fucking with him while he's crying. But he could be doing some of the most heinous shit. Sometimes a man needs a good cry. Because when you talk to somebody, and not unprofessional, and you talk to a friend, they put your business in the street. They give us poor advice. We go through breakups. Yo, you got to fuck other bitches. Yo, you need a drink. Yo, you need... It's always some destructive bullshit that they advise you to do that does not remedy the situation. All it does is create other situations. Bro, sometimes I want you to listen. That's why I listen to people. That's why when people are going through it, they'll call me and I'll just sit here and just listen. And he say, what you think? I don't really think nothing. Do you want my opinion? Because if you don't, I'll just listen to you. But sometimes you got to get it out. A listening ear shouldn't be a running mouth. And that's what happens. When you see black men tired, when you see them cry, when you see them lashing out, it ain't fucking help. It's not funny. It's nothing to laugh at because if you could be empathetic for her because of a breakup with a man that she chose to be with, right? And I get it. He might be treating her like shit. And if he is, he gonna get what's coming to him. But don't be empathetic for her and laugh at him. When you see men crying, and I'm not talking about these oppressive ass niggas. There's niggas on YouTube that be crying. You know them weird ass niggas. We're not even gonna rehash that. They are oppressors. They don't want help. They don't want help. They want sympathy. So when you see a man sedated because he wanted help, he's willing to take that shit, this Western medicine, and lose himself to just get rid of the pain. Do you know what it's like to be in so much pain as a person? You willing to do shit that you know better than just to take the pain away? You think people want to take medication? You think people want to take something that's going to make them slow, that make them feel out of it, that make them not themselves? You think people want to do that shit? They do it because that's the only way they know how to cope with the pain. And what does that do? That make them drug custies, that make them dependent. Some people drink away the pain. Some people smoke away the pain. Some people fuck away the pain. You know why? Because people think every fucking thing is funny. And the reason why I don't think it's funny, because I got pain of my own. So I can see and I could be empathetic. That's why when niggas came to me in pain originally and said they had an issue, I took on their stories. I went to bat for them till I realized you are an oppressor. You full of shit. You using sympathy to oppress other people and to gain riches. I no longer want to stand with you. So don't think I'm being a hypocrite because I've said something about people who are in pain. But the people who are in pain will do anything to get out of this pain. They will get help. They will go sit on somebody's couch. They will do anything to take this pain away. At my worst point of my life, I remember saying, yo, I will not wish these thoughts on my worst enemy. And at this particular time, the only thing I knew what to do was to be violent. I wanted to be so fucking violent. This is around 2004. I wanted to be so violent. I wanted to rip niggas' heads off. I can't even say some of the shit I wanted to do to some of these dudes. And you know why? They didn't even fucking do nothing to me. They didn't do anything that would have warranted that. It was a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation about how my life was going. I was in pain, so I wanted to harm somebody. And you know how I got over some of that shit? I cried. Because the pain I was in, they didn't even have nothing to do with them. It didn't even have nothing to do with the current situation. It was PTSD from my life. It was shit that I went through that I suppressed because I was able to drink it away. I was able to be violent with certain people. I was able to sleep with certain girls. So I never had time to sit there and deal with it. I was dealing with death of a lot of loved ones, family, my mother. I was dealing with all that shit. I didn't know. I was able to mask it. I was able to, what they call it, a self-soothing. I was able to do everything but deal with what I was going through. And one day when I got a moment of clarity, pow, it all hit me. And I remember saying, I don't know. And everybody looking at me like, what you talking about? I was like, yo, I don't like the way I'm thinking. Like, what you thinking about? I said, yo, man, I just feel sad. I feel sad. Like, sad for what, nigga? You got this, you got that. I said, yeah, but something ain't right. Like, I feel sad. Like, I was like, yo, I'm sad. Like, I'm sad. And at this time, I'm living in a nice house. Got access to everything I want. Accessibility. And I remember saying, yo, I'm just sad. And everybody's asking me, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, you need to start drinking again. Nah, man, that shit is fucking me up. It's just destructive. Yo, you need to. Nah. And what I did was, I grabbed my insurance card. And on the back of my insurance card, I remember calling to mental health hotline. I remember calling them. And I remember saying, I need help. And they said, are you a danger to yourself and others? I said, no. They said, so what's the problem? I said, I don't know. I really don't know. I just not happy. I feel sad. I mean, I got jewelry. I got fucking mad jewelry. I got mad clothes. The girl what I was dealing with at the time, driving the Benz. You know what I'm saying? I got the key to the damn city, but I was sad. And I remember days where I just would sit there, I'm a fucking grown ass grizzly bear, and I would cry. And I remember sitting there crying. And I remember crying in front of my ex. I remember crying in front of my cousins and crying in front of my aunt, rest in peace. I remember that shit, just crying. And they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I used to say, I don't know, but I just feel extremely sad. And they'd be like, you don't got nothing to be sad about. I said, I think that, but I don't know that. Something has me sad. Something. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go get help. I said, what you going to do? I said, I'm willing to do anything I have to do to get rid of this feeling. But imagine me in this time. I think I had a 38 at the time. Yeah, I had a 38. Imagine me having this fucking gun and somebody laugh at me while I'm crying. Somebody think it's funny. You laughing at me. I wouldn't even be here if somebody laughed in my face. So that's why when I see people cry and I know that they tried to get help. See, there's a difference between a fucking person who just cries and then drinking and smoking and being oppressive and acting stupid. But when I see somebody cry and they try to get help and they still in pain, I say, damn, motherfuckers going through it. We got to support them. Cardi B is going through it too. I don't know what's wrong in her life. See, she has this riches. She has everything. She kind of overachieved a little bit, right? But she has not dropped an album. She keep dropping songs scattered. I think she's scared. I think she's afraid. I think she's in a position that she didn't know she would ever really be in. And now it's here. You're Cardi B. And I don't think she could cope with that shit. Seriously, that's just my opinion. You can't cope with the celebrity marriage. You can't cope with being where you at. The fuck your head up. You can't cope. So now you start getting surgeries and all types of shit. And then you don't even recognize yourself no more. The day one people are gone. You can't hang with them. You can't do this. You can't do that. But people will find sympathy in that. And people will be like, yo, nah, that's fucked up. Fuck Offset. When Tyrese cried because he couldn't see his fucking daughter. I don't mean to say fucking daughter. He couldn't see his baby. He was blamed. He was blamed for abusing his daughter. Imagine that shit. You were blamed for abusing your daughter, which was unfounded. None of those things. But for a while, people are looking at you as a child abuser based off an accusation, somebody lying on you. And now they want $12,000 a month from you. For what? And they cry and motherfuckers laugh and making memes. See, sometimes y'all laugh so you don't cry. Sometimes you point the finger so you don't have to look in the mirror. Sometimes you go through some manic shit and you snap out of it by trying to oppress other people, by looking at other people, by fucking with other people. I'm into reflection. I'm into self-reflection. I'm into looking in the mirror and saying, yo, this is what's bothering you. This is what's happening with you. This is what you got to change. This is what you got to fix. This is how you got to think. This is who you got to get the fuck away from. All that shit affects us. Who we talk to. My sister, I love my sister to death. My sister went with me to therapy before. Because I was, I was at the lowest point. Where do I go from here? I done kicked enough ass. I done did enough street shit. I done slept with enough women. I done drank all the liquor I could drink. I don't smoke. I done drank, and I didn't want to do none of that before because I felt like that destructive behavior is what was adding to my problems. It's not remedying. I tried all. I tried the drinking. I tried the fucking mad girls. Y'all niggas better not. I tried all of that. None of that shit worked. I still was fucking sad. What's the next best thing to do? Go get help. That's why I don't play with mental illness. When I see people exhibiting signs of mental illness, I be like, yo, they ain't not right. And I always say to them, go get help. Look at my Freddie P interview. That kid was crying on here. He was crying. What did I say? Yo, Freddie, man, you need counseling. Look it up. That's not going to get a million views. How many fucking videos I did about mental health? Nobody cares about that shit. But when we lash out, we cry, and we harm people, people say, damn, he crashed out. They was warning you the whole time. I didn't want to crash. But that's what else do you know how to do? You got some people who going to crash out because they get them views and get them likes and get them donations and get fucking love. They don't even know how to receive love because they'll do some stupid shit. Then they think that's getting love. They think views and subscribers is love. That's not love. Love is when a person that you around, that you's with saying, we don't want to lose you. Get help. Help don't come from YouTube. Help don't come from a bottle. Help ain't in no pussy. Help ain't in this fist. Help is with a professional that can say, yo, look, I see this shit every day. This is what they do. But you tried everything. You tried everything. You backed in a corner. You know what most people do? They become an oppressor. They become an oppressor. They become a person who lashes out, who says all types of stupid shit and do dumb shit. And it's almost they're on a suicide mission or they're going to hurt somebody. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. I was like, yo, I got so much life to live. How could I fucking be so miserable? How could I be sad? You got every fucking thing that all these fucking people desire, and it don't mean nothing. You know why? because you don't have your happiness. And what I did was I got help. Talk to somebody that wasn't going to judge me, wasn't going to repeat everything. Let me tell you something. Me growing up, I never, ever in my life been sexually abused. I never even been physically abused. My father beat me probably like, shit, 3 times in my life. No. Twice. I remember the beatings too. Because I was watching karate movies and went to school the next day. Monday, and I was kicking the shit out of people because I thought I was like the Toad. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was one of the 5 deadly venoms. So I was kicking ass. And I went to school kicking motherfuckers. And he was like, you want to kick people? Your feet belong on the floor, right? So later on when I hit it, when it hit me as an adult, because remember, some shit could happen in your childhood. This shit happened to me. I'm like 8 years old. Here it is, I'm adult. Remember, I'm fucking 300 pounds. People don't fucking play with me. Never got smacked up, never got robbed, never did it, never been through a lot of shit on the street level. And for the most part, here I am, not happy, doing interviews. Max B, all this shit I'm doing, sad as a motherfucker, sad, in counseling, in therapy. I didn't do inpatient therapy, but I would do a therapy group. It would be a bunch of us. And then I remember a counselor saying to me, you kind of know what it is you need to do. You need to practice that. Because you see some of these people here, they're heavily medicated. You don't need any of that. Your battle is in your mind. Your battle is overthinking. Your battle is worrying. And I thought about it. I said, what can I do? What can I do? I care. So I can't not give a fuck. When me and Tajo talk, I say, yo, Tajo, I care because that's the last fucking bit of humanity we got. For the most part, nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit about you. I'm a person who cares. That's the last bit of humanity that I have is caring. The minute you don't care, you're an android. The minute you don't care, the society got you where they want you because you'll step over the homeless, you'll step over the dying, and you'll see babies being harmed and you don't feel nothing for it. Me, I still feel for other people. I'm still an empath. I'm still empathetic until you fuck with me. Then all bets is off. But that's the last bit of humanity we have. It's saying, I want for you what I might not get, but I want for you, but I'm going to put on for you. I'm going to give you. Shout out to the little boy in front of Five Below. I came out of Five Below the other day. This little boy, he like five. He reminded me of my nephew. I said, how old are you? He was sitting there crying. I said, yo, what's wrong? Because I call little kids baby. I said, what's wrong, baby? He said, they hit me. So he was with a bunch of girls. He's a 5-year-old. They went to the movies, I guess. And I was like, who hit you? So I said, who hit him? He said, he's bad. I said, he not. I said, you're not bad, right, baby? He's like, no. And I said, who's in charge of him? And the girl was like, he's with. I said, can I go buy him some toys? She was like, yeah. Man, I made his night. Buy him a $5 toy. I got more than $5. He came over to me. He's a baby. He came over to me and hugged me. He was like, thank you. It's not they're doing. They don't understand their children they sell. But he came over to me, hugged my leg. He was like, thank you. Just got him some toys. Went on my way. So I felt good that night because I'm like, damn, imagine my nephew outside and he crying and nobody asked him what's wrong. Me, I can see pain in people. I promise you. I can see it on the internet. I can see it in your post. I can see it in your face. And I damn sure can see it in the street. I can see it in the street. I could look at somebody and say, yo, something. I say, yo, you okay? And they say, no. I say, yo, talk to me. People are apprehensive because they think you're going to laugh. I done heard some of the most heinous shit that happened to people. And I'd be like, yo, I met a female 2 days ago when I was in the studio. And, you know, she was talking to me about domestic violence and how she had to start her life over. And I was like, yo, listen, if I lose it 9 times, I'm going to get it back 10. That's me, though. And I don't expect everybody to be me. I don't expect everybody to be as strong as me. But you know what? I fucking choose me, okay? I done gambled on everybody else. Never gambled on myself. I've always been a giver, but never got, right? I've always used my platform, my voice, my likeness, and lent it to people and wanted everybody to win off of my back. When I had Forbes DVD, I put everybody on my site. Oh, no, put that shit up. Yeah, I sent it. Now everybody got a platform. They don't post me. I don't care. I don't think, yo, you didn't even like my post. I don't care. I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. I got me. I got me. I'm my biggest project. Be working on me every day. I went to the gym twice today and twice yesterday. I ain't good. I'm in a caloric deficit. I'm sitting here drinking ginger crystal tea. Hold on, hold on. Y'all like my cup? I bought this in Burlington. I bought it because it was a big mug. I looked at it, I was like, it's yellow. I hope I ain't drinking out of no sucker shit. But I'm just saying, I could look at everybody who has their best interest at heart, and I could have their best interest in heart. But who the fuck got yours? Who the fuck got your best interest in heart? Who the fuck? I was in the house for 2 weeks with an ear infection. They know that on the other channel. I was there with an ear infection, man down, by myself. By myself. A few people called and checked on me. But for the most part, if I had a fell out in here, if I had a went down, that was it. You would have heard about it on the internet. If somebody would have did a wellness check on me and they would have found me. But other than that, nobody called me and say, yo, well, I ain't see you in a while. I ain't hear from you. You good? Nobody, just the 3 friends that show me love every day and some of my internet people. I had strangers from my fucking chat room, from the internet calling me, asking me, yo, you good? Not no loved ones, not nobody mouth I fed, not nobody back I clothed. Not nobody I protected. And it made me realize, yo, you got this shit. That shit didn't break me. It made me strong as fuck. Because I was like, yo, well, when all else fails, who the fuck else you got? You got you. So if you want to have you. Make sure you got you. That's the most important shit. Everybody's around in darkness. Everybody's around you in darkness. But when the light come on, you really see who's who. They scatter like roaches. Get it? I'm not, listen, let me tell you some shit. I'm so at peace in life right now. I'm like, oh shit, nothing is wrong. You're not angry. It is okay. And you know why? Because I got the fuck away from everybody and got everybody the fuck away from me. And I deal with who I want to deal with when I want to deal with them or when we're doing shit. But it's like-minded people, people who got my best interest in heart, at heart, and that's that. And I be fucking chilling. I just bought me 2 Bluetooth speakers and shit. I'm about to be jamming. Listen, I'm good. Take my ass to the gym. I got an oil change today. $88 later. I was mad as a motherfucker. $88? What the fuck y'all gonna do? You better paint this motherfucker. But I go outside every day. I see hungry people. I can eat whatever the fuck I want. For years, I've been able to afford whatever I want, eat whatever I want. I see somebody, they hungry. I'm like, damn. That could be you. That could be you. That was you. So now, What you want to eat? Seen people say, man, I'll just take rice. Rice? Come on, man. What you want to eat? Yo, I really like to get some of that chicken and broccoli with some rice. Come on. Fucking $5, man. $5. $5. $5. I done fed somebody. When you do shit for people, do you see the smile on their face? Appreciative people. Let's not get it twisted. Some people is ungrateful and unappreciative, and they all the fuck away from me. But when you feed somebody, you see how they smile? They got some food. You know, well, you know, when you get a plate, even you start dancing and shit, you be like, oh, I got this fucking empanada I'm about to eat. Look. Think about it. Look at the smile on people's face. That shit make you feel good. It make you feel like, yo, I serve a purpose. My purpose is for myself, but my purpose is to help others. That's why some of these punk pussy bum ass niggas, when they came to me, tears in their eyes, crying, and I helped them. I helped them. When I was bigger than certain people, when I had more assets than certain people, I said, yo, you could use my shit to get your shit together. I don't expect them to do anything back. I expect people to talk shit. You ask anybody who knows me personally, I predict the future. Facts. I know what everybody's going to do. It just sometimes I'll be like, damn, man. Why you? Shit is not funny when you see people in pain. You offer them help. You offer them counseling. You don't say, fuck the person that they mad at. You don't say, laugh at some people and then feel empathetic for some people. And the dumbest shit that I saw on my fucking Facebook was people saying, yo, you think them rich people care of you? I don't give a fuck if they rich or not. We are human. You can be rich and die. You can be, look at Steve Jobs. He could have bought, if he could have, he would have bought a new body. But he couldn't. All that money in health didn't buy, wealth didn't buy health. But when you see somebody going through something, yo, sometimes just give them an ear or point them in the direction. Yo, you know what? They got a church you could go to. They got group meetings you could go to. They got, I know a counselor. See, it was a certain bozo who was going through shit. I called a therapist that I knew, and I said, yo, could you help him? He said, I don't need no fucking help. Can't help nobody who don't want to help they self. But fuck them. See, help is not me buying something else. I can show y'all shit that's in boxes that I buy, and I know I'm going to use it one day, but I didn't even open the fucking TV. One of the last time I was live, I told you I bought a TV. That shit's sitting right there. Didn't even open it. Didn't open my Oculus 3. Didn't open it. Didn't open my keyboard. Didn't open it. Because I know, you know, I'm gearing up for something, so I know really soon I'm going to put everything to use. So it's not about none of that shit. If you sad as fuck, it's not about none of that. What does all of that shit mean? What is buying a chain going to do? I was going to buy some jewelry. I'm like, the fuck I need jewelry for? I got jewelry and don't even wear that shit. I got big ass diamond earrings. Don't wear it. Fuck am I going? I'm going to buy me a pair of shades, though, because these is called Cats 5000s by Ray-Ban. And Ray-Ban got some glasses that are like smart glasses. I want those. And I want these Cats 5000s in black. I got every fucking thing I want. But the one thing that we fight for every day, do y'all listen to me? I told y'all plenty of times I'm fighting for my sanity and my mind. I tell y'all that every fucking time. And you got buster ass pussy niggas who come in here and say, oh, he's always complaining. He's sensitive and all that shit. Fuck y'all, because y'all niggas can't beat me. And none of these niggas could beat me. And I'm talking about with the hands, physically. And you damn sure can't beat me mentally. So whatever. I'm not worried about y'all. but I know that we're all in a battle for our sanity. Look at the shit that's going on in the world today. Look at the shit that's going on in the job. Look at the traffic. Look when you go out shopping. Look when you go food shopping. Look at the food you're forced to eat. Look at the people you're forced to talk to and correspond with just to live. That shit is going to touch you. It's going to fuck with you. I could go in the supermarket and see a dirty baby. And a dude walking with a weed clip behind his ear and his pants off his ass. You know what the first thing I think about? Damn, that baby might not be in good. That baby might not be safe. That baby might not be safe. And I'm telling you, that shit keep me up at night. That's the type of person I am. I'd be like, damn, I remember that baby I saw. I go in supermarkets and I see women coming and they going to buy Infamil and shit like that. And of course, I'd rather them breastfeed or whatever, but some women can't breastfeed or whatever the case may be, or they might be polluted. And I look and they might not have enough money to get the baby milk. And I'm fucking sitting here with a pocket full of money, crazy bank account, all his assets. And I can't fucking give her $9 to feed a baby. I can't give her $9 to feed a baby at least for a week. What type of fucking person am I? Who am I? So a lot of times, yeah, you got your Cash App up. Listen, most of the fucking money I get, I give away to other people. This is a fact. Because you don't see me stunting. You don't know my car. You don't know shit. You don't see me stunting with material possessions. I give the money away. What you give me, what I'm gifted, I'm able to give to other people. How many times have I had Cash App rallies for other people? It's not even giving me. I don't got my Cash App up there. Yo, I seen some little babies out there in cheerleader suits. They trying to raise money for uniforms. People, can we help them? Yo, Lioness Queen, a.k.a. Niecy, she need help with her health. Can y'all help her? That fucking money don't go to me. That's not for me. That's for other people. That's what you use your platform for. You don't use your platform for you. That's what you got a voice for. When you got a voice, you speak for the people who can't speak. You speak for the people who don't have a voice. You give a voice to the voiceless. That's why I used to interview so many of these artists that nobody wanted to hear from. Now, they call it giving flowers. But prior to that, oh, you're interviewing nobody. I take all criticism. I take it. I take all criticism. How I react? Feel how the fuck you want. But I know for a fact I will punch a lot of y'all niggas in the mouth. And y'all know that shit. Y'all already know that. So we ain't even got to rehash that. Y'all know that. Because I'm the only nigga that you never going to catch on tape and somebody disrespecting me the way some of these niggas got disrespected on tape. Why that never happened to me? These niggas is whole victims talking shit about me. And all I do is give. I done gave some of the niggas who talk shit about me a platform and gave them tips and jewels how to win. But they'll never say that, though. And that's fine. That's fine. Ladies, some of you ladies are going through hell. You know why? Some of you have children. Some of you ladies' biggest fear is getting that phone call that one of your children has been harmed when they're not in your presence. Some of you ladies with children, some of your biggest fears is hearing that one of your children will harm when they're not in your presence. So you worry all day. Call me when you get there. Call me when you this. Hit me when you this. And they're like, damn, mom, get off my back. No, they don't even understand that it's a cruel world, because some children, even some dudes, are naive. They don't understand. So even if you got a significant other, before you think about him cheating, maybe he's fucking dead. Maybe he's somewhere being oppressed. Maybe he's being thrown on the floor. Maybe somebody got him trapped and you worried about him cheating. How about worrying about people's safety? Did you make it there safe? All right, why you didn't call me? I'm not stalking you. Care about people's well-being. I call people every day. You good? All right, I don't want nothing. What the fuck can you do for me? Seriously, what can anybody do for me that I can't do for myself? That I hit people. You good? My aunt died. My brother died. My sister died. It's motherfuckers that got the same tattoo as me. I didn't hear nothing from them. It's niggas that was my partner. I ain't hear nothing from them. I don't take it personal because I know and I knew that you're a piece of shit. So when you do your piece of shit things, I ain't mad. Just know I'm never fucking with you again. Oh, you don't like me? You don't fuck with me? Good, nigga. Now I hate you. I hate you. Fuck you. You fall out and die. That's good for you, nigga. You hate me for what? What the fuck did I do? How did I ever harm you? Never took your money, never took your girl, never harmed your family, never did nothing to you. Never even said, oh, you mad at me? Fuck you. Fuck you. What happened to such and such? Fuck him. I hope he in hospice right now. I hate different. You want to hate me and you think I'm some turn of the cheek? Oh, we need to talk. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I've always been like that. Always will be like that. Be fucking making up with niggas, fucking make up with niggas, and then you going, I find out on the internet, you got a problem with me again. Like, yo, I just spoke to this nigga. Oh, this nigga's a hoe. I don't go through that with women. So I ain't going through that with no fucking man. Fuck out of here. People come on the post. Oh, you're not this, you're not that. Nigga, fuck you. I'm outside. When y'all gonna do something? I see all this talk on the internet. He this, he that, he ain't this, he ain't that. So when the fuck you gonna do something about it? You hate me that much. What you going to do? You see these niggas? Can't fight. You can't fight. I just be laughing. Let me sip some tea. Hold on. No sucker shit. I ain't got my pinky up neither. Gangsta tea right here. But I'm about bringing you content. Giving you perspective, listening, learning, and trying to understand all this shit. I swear to you, I feel like somebody is somewhere with a fucking controller. And everybody's following the script. I don't know if anybody else could relate to me. I feel like the world is following a script. You got a script for men. You got a script for women. And you see people following the script. And then when people go off the script or don't follow the script, those are the ones that are ostracized. Those are the ones that I talk about. No, I don't follow no fucking script. I don't follow no script. Do what the fuck I want to do. I march to the beat of my own drum. I don't hear y'all music. I don't hear y'all life. I don't want that. I don't want that for myself. That's not where I see myself. Yo, you want to know? I never thought to do that. Why not? He's doing it. Well, he's a fucking clown. That's why he get the clown paint award. Some people are fucking clowns. Listen, I just said this tonight. What is worth embarrassing your family? Seriously. And I ain't really got that much family left. But what is worth embarrassing your family? What is worth my grandmother, who's 80? I think my grandmother's 87. My grandmother will look at me and say, you a jackass. Seriously, my grandmother going to tell you it like it is, and she going to keep it real. That's not, you know what they going to say to you? I didn't raise you like that. So we fall victim to the world and the ways of the world opposed to the ways that you were raised. So the society takes precedent over your own fucking family and how they raised you, and they did the best they could. Yeah, you might not have had food every night. Yeah, you might have had poor nutrition, but that's the best they could. But think about it. Think about it. I think about that shit every day. Like, yo, my grandmother look at me, besides me cursing, and saying I like to get blowjobs and play with titties, you know. Hey, grandma. Sorry. Cover your ears. But I'm just saying, I could look at people and my job is to fucking help people. It's not about me. It's never been about me. It's never been about my numbers. I have fucking idiots sitting right next to me. I've helped people who don't deserve shit. I'm telling you. Because I could try to extract good from people being an empathetic person. And then sometimes you realize people are narcissistic. They don't give a fuck about nobody. They give a fuck about money. Never been broke besides a stage in my life. I always got the money that I needed to do it. I'm not fucking filthy rich. I'm not filthy rich. But I know I could prepare a meal and I could help somebody else prepare a meal. I could give somebody a roof over their head. I can do all those things. That's what I was gifted with. From hard work, dedication, discipline. Fuck it, I could help other people. That's what I do every day. Every day I go out, I try to make some, I promise you, I make somebody day, especially old ladies too. I'm a type that'll see a bunch of old ladies and I'll be like, yeah, which one of y'all is single? Cause I'm looking for a girlfriend. I don't care if they 82. Of course they ain't, I ain't gonna date none of them, but you know, they don't hear shit like that. Imagine being an elderly woman and you think you passed your prime and you got a young man talking to you like that. Respectful. I ain't disrespectful, but I'm just saying, I'd be like, yo, I need one of y'all to be my girlfriend. I just try to make people smile every day of my fucking life because it's so much sadness. There's so much pain. People walking around fucked up. And for 1 minute, I got you to smile. Know what I do too? I was in Dollar Tree today and I'm walking around and I say, listen, you came here for one thing. Because when you go in Dollar Tree and you go into these places, you see, you buy all this shit. You be like, you know what? I could use another nail clipper to go with the other seven I got. You buy a nail clipper. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, how many toothbrushes I got? You buy another pack of toothbrushes and shit, then you go in the house and realize you got other packs. I be buying batteries and shit. Like, I got remote controls and shit. Dollar Tree, $70. You be like, damn, I got Windex? I bought some more protein today. I'm like, yo, you got like four tubs of protein. What the fuck you buy more protein for? Oh, shit. Oh, no, because I like this one to go with the other ones. But that's just how it is. And when I went in GNC today, you know what the lady said to me? She said, you leaving? I said, yeah, I got to go. She said, you was in here because even when I go out, I go to GNC and people be confused about what they want to do with their body or nutrition. And they'll be like, well, I'm trying to lose weight. I said, well, you need this, you need this, you need that. And they'd be like, you a trainer? I'd be like, no. But how you know all this stuff? But I don't know. I study. All I do is study. I'm telling you. I study. I just sit here all day like, nah. Motherfuckers ain't going to outsmart me. Yo, we competing. Let me tell you something. I'm going to go too because this is my second show. I'm getting a little tired. I took it. Oh, shit. I took my shower already, though. I'm like, yo, I got to take a shower. But I just do not get into bed unless I take a shower. I don't even come in the house and walk around the house unless I bathe. That outside air and that outside feeling, that shit got to stay outside. When I come in my house, it got to be clean. Thank you, Sabrina Jameson. So, I see you. I said thank you because I like your comment. So, we got the holidays here. If you don't celebrate holidays, maybe other people do, right? Not walking around fucking grumpy and trying to spoil shit for everybody. Some people don't know shit. And reason why, I'm going to be real with you. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can suck a dick. I don't care. The reason why I celebrate Christmas, not for me. I had Christmas before. I know what it's like to get toys. I know what it's like to open gifts. Now as an adult, I understand the bullshit behind it. I understand the paganism behind it. But you let people experience things for themselves. And then you explain to them what it's really about. You don't deprive nobody of nothing. My grandmother was Muslim by faith, not by birth or nothing like that. And she became Muslim. You ask me what I want to eat. I'm little. You know what I say I want to eat? Ham and cheese. She never frowned. She never made a face. You let her eat my ham and cheese. Sometimes I used to mix ham and bologna. That shit don't taste good, but you know what? I'm going to eat me some ham and some bologna. She never made a face. She never frowned. She never said, you eating that swine. She never did none of that shit. She just eat what you want. As I got older, I started understanding why she didn't eat it. But the fact that she didn't curse me for doing it, I didn't feel like I was eating it out of rebellion. She let me do it. Come on, man. You know them ham and cheese was slamming. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got old enough to research and read up on stuff, I'm like, I'm not eating no ham. And I'm not eating this and I'm not eating that. But she never clowned me. She never shitted on me. Never laughed. Oh, you eating that swine? So a lot of times I be seeing people talking about, oh, you doing this, doing this. Shut the fuck up. Just because you skinny don't mean you healthy. Just that don't mean you healthy. Nigga, you smoke bullshit weed and you drink Red Bulls all day. Nigga, yo shit, shut the fuck up. So even when I deal with children, I'm going to let them figure out for themselves. Like even with Zuri. Zuri doesn't have her ears pierced. And I asked her father why she don't got her ears pierced. He said, because maybe she don't want her ears pierced. And when she get old enough that that's something that she want to do, let her make the decision to pierce her ears. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of smart. Because some people don't want their ears pierced. But when they get old enough to make the decision for themselves, they can do it. You know, so what I want y'all to know, if you're watching this playback, if you're watching this right now, Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the website. On that website, you're going to see everything. Everything, everything, everything. All the videos you miss. The Interlude TV is the other YouTube. I spend a lot of times there because this whole thing is about to be revamped, redone, everything. If you've been paying attention to what I've been doing, some shit going on. That's all I'm going to say. That you ain't never seen before is happening. I got new interviews over there, new people. I put out a lot of Eric Sermon footage, Rockwilder footage, Mark Curry footage, Killer Priest footage, hands-on footage, and do my live streams. The Interlude TV, right over there. Make sure you subscribe. I try to put things inside of the community, but sometimes I don't do it. So when y'all say long time no see, I'll be like, God damn, I'm on the internet every day. Y'all just gotta hit another button or two. We have 52,000 subscribers over there. In a perfect world, we be at 100 soon. So I could get another plaque, my fifth YouTube plaque for 100K. These are facts. So the pinned comment is the Interlude TV. Make sure you go over there. You see the pinned comment. The Interlude TV. So with that, I appreciate y'all. I try to come over here more. Hold on. Yo, man. I love spicy tea. Like ginger tea and shit like that. This is honey ginger. You know them crystal shits? I love that shit. Drinking that shit. I'm relaxed. Took all my supplements. Life is good. I have no complaints whatsoever. I understand. I completely understand. So for me, I'm about to take it down, wash my face, drink this tea, brush my jibs. You know what's funny? I ain't even sleep in my bed in a while. I was sleeping on the couch. I don't like sleeping in the bed. I don't want just for real. So if any of you ladies end up in a relationship with me, I don't like the bed. I just don't like the bed. I don't know. I be knocked up. Be on that couch. Doofy as a motherfucker like this. I be on the couch like this. I get in the bed. I'm like, I start scrolling. It's on about the couch. I don't stand a chance. Lay, sit on the couch. Oh, shit. You feel it. Go get in the bed. You don't know what happened to you? You sit on the couch, you be tired as a motherfucker. Be like, yo, let me go get in the bed. You go get in the bed. You on the phone like this. Look at this asshole. Look at this asshole. Look at this asshole. These niggas are stupid. Damn, she got a fat ass. Damn. Oh, no. She look like she stink. This nigga's a fool. I hate that song. I don't want to hear that Coil Ray shit. Telling you couches, I be out. I don't even know where I be on the fucking couch. I just wake up. Yo, I told y'all, I didn't tell y'all, I told you on the other channel. One time, I did a tour day in the gym, right? So I came home. No, I wanted to do a tour day. So I came home from the gym, drank protein, and I sat there and I said, yo, you're going to go back to the gym at like 4 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock. I said, I didn't know I fell asleep. So I woke up. It was 5 o'clock. But you know, it's dark outside. So I said, I know I didn't fucking sleep from 2 o'clock to 5 in the morning. I was so disappointed in myself. I'm like, yo, come on, man. You got to get your fucking life together. You went to sleep from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 in the morning? Oh, no, you didn't go live. You didn't go back to the gym. You ain't take a shower. You didn't do shit. And then I'm looking. That shit's at 5 p.m.
Oh, that was different.
I thought I slept the night away. I was just mad. Like, but it was only 5 p.m. So I got up and bounced. But with that, remember, if you need any promotion, for only $100, I promote your content on the Interlude TV and Doggy Diamonds Twitter, the Interlude TV and Doggy Diamonds Facebook, on Doggy Diamonds Insta Stories, and the Interlude TV Insta Stories on both YouTube communities. Doggy Diamonds TV YouTube community, as well as the Interlude TV YouTube community on Threads, both Threads accounts, and Doggy Diamonds TV, Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. And if you need any help with your brand, any ideas you might have, and you're looking for a direction or just want a word of advice, hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds. And I want to let you know, I do my consultations via Zoom. You are able to record the consultation so you can go back to future references. So this is not something that we do over the phone in one ear out the other. I allow you to record the session that I give you so you can look back at it for future references, compare and contrast some of the things that we went over. A lot of times we go over stuff with, depending on what it is, I can actually show you what you need and all that. So if you want to know how to have your live stream look like this, what programs I use, then hit me up.